Now, last but not least, we have the pleasure to play host to two friends from Turkey, from the movement for the culture of peace and reconciliation. And I'd like to ask Dr. Ahmet Babuna to bring us the greetings from Turkey, which are quite important.
First of all, want to thank you to Professor Davşinar and Professor Friedlander for inviting us for this kind of invitation. It was a beautiful conference. I think it's very fruitful also. And it made me meet beautiful people from United States, from here, very sincere, with wisdom, with intelligence, and makes us very happy. The sad thing about the conference I heard, and which is also correct, that Israel has been under threat of emergency since 1948, which is correct. So as a Turkish nation, we represent, of course, Turkish nation and Mr. Adnan Oktar, we want this immediately to be changed. We don't want Israel to be under threat or emergency. We want Israel's prosperity and welfare and happiness to come immediately. And as a Turkish nation, we have a great love to Israelis, because Israelis means, Israel is the name of the prophet, which is mentioned in the Quran and praised very much, and descendants of the prophets living in this holy land. And Turkey, Turkey needs Israel as an ally in the region against radicalism, terrorism, and violence. And Israel needs Turkey also. So we want to better the relationship of Israel and Turkey. We do an intellectual struggle very powerfully against this, against radicalism, terrorism, and how the approach should be against Israelis, against Jews in the area, because we have long historical bonds also with Israelis. So I think that kind of conferences and media campaigns, but alliance of the good people with wisdom like yourself, would make it much more effective and faster, actually. We pray for that, and we struggle. But we think it can only be done intellectually, because military interventions has never been successful. Bombing and doing this airstrikes make things worse. It generates more enmity and hatred, more radicalism and more terrorism. Nobody becomes happy with that. Only the weapon industry, which gains trillions of dollars. Instead of putting this money into the weapons, we can put this into the prosperity of the people in the world. There is enough land for everybody. We can live in peace all together and stop these wars and bloodshed, which is a threat for everybody also, even for Turkey. Turkey is under threat also. Iraq is destroyed. Syria is destroyed. Libya is destroyed. Egypt is destroyed. So what's going on? I mean, something is wrong with that. So let's bring love together, all together, to the world, intellectually. And I am very hopeful this will happen. This will come to an end. And thank you very much for inviting us. Thank you.